This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip 'em, crunch 'em. Fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
High school baseball is online and on the air.
Here's the windup and the pitch by Saunders. Two strikes on the hitter. He skies it to left center field pretty deep. Raiders are going back on the dead run. Monin's got it over the shoulder. 320 feet from home plate in deep left center as Farrell gave it a big time ride. Wow.
Hear those big defensive plays on scoresbroadcast.com as well as those clutch two-out base hits.
Zane Schappe is in the box. Aiden Schappe down at first. Raylan Cordonier at second. Swing, line drive, right field line. It is fair! Inside the strike by a foot. Throw going to second. Relay is... It gets away! Rolls into left center. And the Rushi Raiders have come all the way back from 3-0. Bases clearing hit along the right field line. How about that? Two out rally by the Raiders, who now lead it 4-3.
And the Shelby County Athletic League earned two state championships in 5 years right here on the radio on your phone. ScoresBroadcast.com.
New hitter steps in for Newark Catholic. Here's a swing and a high pop to short center field. Coming in is Schappe on the run. Got it! And the Raiders dugout empties. Rushi with a stirring come from behind 4-3 win over Newark Catholic.
Heard on scoresbroadcast.com, the Redskins won the Division 4 state crown in 2018.
Here's a slow curveball. Bounce to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for one. To Middendorf for two. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman, shortstop, Rosengarten, first baseman, Middendorf. It's in the book. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus.
And on scoresbroadcast.com, you listen to the Raiders wipe out favored Lincoln View to take the title last June.
There's a hard ground ball to Monin at second. He's got it. Little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over! The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lincoln View. Hayden Quinter had three hits. Braylon Cordonier had three hits. And Aiden Schappe had three hits as Landon Price threw the limit 125 going into the sixth. Rushi wins it. Xavier Flippo, command performance. His curveball kept Lincoln View off balance the entire game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And a late good afternoon to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We speak to you from Houston High School here today, where we cover the Houston Anna baseball game, a Shelby County Athletic League contest. Houston 1-3 on the year so far, Anna 1-4. Houston 1-1 in SCAL action, Anna 1-2. Should be a very competitive game. Last four times these two clubs have played, they've been 1-2 run contests. Houston won twice last year. Anna won twice a year ago. Bryant, blue sky overhead, turning into a great late afternoon for high school baseball. Wondered about the status of this game yesterday when all the rain and wind blew through, but the storms weren't quite as bad as predicted. And here we are with sunny skies at the Houston Field. A field of dreams, I call it. The sun glistening down on the field of dreams, and it looks even more beautiful as a result.
Yes, it's great to be out playing some baseball today. There were some games in the greater region that were postponed for fields being too wet, but this looks in great shape here at Houston.
We have had a couple of games aired here on scoresbroadcast.com so far. We covered the game between Versailles and Rushi this past Saturday at Day Air Park, the home of the Dayton Dragons. And last week, Fort Loramie in league play defeated Botkins. Hard to tell about the landscape in Division III, as you were noting a few minutes ago off air. Roger Bacon and Northeastern went deep into the region last year in D3. We've seen Versailles this past Saturday. That's a good club. Division IV, by far and away, the front runner is Rushi. Houston and Anna, the two opponents here today, are in Division III.
And both of them looking for a key early Shelby County Athletic League win. They're so big early in the season, you don't want to get behind.
Exactly. Good point. Houston Wildcats a year ago, under Dan Barker, head coach, been here 5 years, done one heck of a job. 13-14 by way of record for Houston one season ago. 5-7 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Beat Anna twice, 4-2 and 3-1. Beat Lima Bath last year at Day Air Park in 8 innings and a thriller, 3-2. A couple of years ago, Houston was 10-16, 4-8 in league play. Anna won twice over Houston that season, 5-4 and 5-2. Coach Barker's first year was 2018-19. Christian Althauser, your number 9 head coach for the Anna Rockets, 7-17 a year ago, 5-7 in the Shelby County Athletic League. 2 years ago, Anna 14-11. Got off to a slow start, rolled late in the year, finished 8-4 in the Shelby County Athletic League, did Anna two seasons ago, and beat Fort Loramie 2-1 and Rushi 9-4 in that campaign. As I noted, defeated Houston twice, also beat Lehman, West Liberty, Salem, and Versailles. We'll return in just a few minutes with Superintendent Ryan Meyer of Hardin-Houston Schools when we come back. First pitch slated for 5. Turning into a great afternoon here at the Houston Baseball Diamond. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move move to Realty 2000. Contact us at realty2000group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And this is Jack Kramer back with Bryant Billing here at Houston High School. Minutes away from tonight's high school baseball game in the Shelby County Athletic League between the Houston Wildcats and the Anna Rockets. A brand new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Francis Manufacturing in Rushi on East Main Street, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing, extremely high, and it's got to be. Because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of ScoresBroadcast.com to promote them. I'm joined by Ryan Meyer, superintendent, Hardin-Houston Schools, and before that, principal, teacher, coach, everything else. Ryan, glad to have you aboard. It's a field of dreams here at Houston. What a complex. I know 5 years ago you enhanced it, took the hill out of right field, repositioned home plate about 10 more degrees to the west. Everybody loves to play here. Tough to hit the long ball. The wind comes in from the west and swirls around.
Yep, no doubt. Perfect atmosphere down here.
Everybody can see it from the road, but you're right when you talk about not a lot of home runs. That wind's usually blown in down here, Jack.
You mentioned the road. Somebody has hit one on top of Route 66.
Yeah, way back in the early 2000s, I was still coaching baseball, and we happened to be playing St. Henry on a doubleheader Saturday, and a guy by the likes of Todd Beckman took one up over the scoreboard and actually landed in the middle of State Route 66.
Wow. Now, you played high school baseball here at Houston back in the day, and in a game at Anna, you homered off Houston's current head coach, Dan Barker, but Dan says that was a changeup. He didn't mean to throw it that slowly, and the fence was only about 235 down the left field line. Is that how the story went?
Well, partially. I'm not sure he has the measurements correctly, but I think one thing is for sure, it was a home run, and I let him know about it every once in a while.
Talk about the amazing growth, development of the Hardin-Houston Schools campus over the last 10 to 20 years or so. Tradition rich in history, 180 plus years.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We're very proud of what we have. Took us a while to get it taken care of, but our old high school was built in 1928, and ever since the last 12 to 15 years with our new academic facility, we've basically put in all new facilities, outdoor facilities, and then even our high school gymnasium was built in 1978. That's like new. It's just like the rest of the building. So we like to provide opportunities for all kids, whether it be drama, FFA, athletics, you name it. But, yeah, we're right where we should be, and we're happy that we can provide those opportunities to our kids.
Now, you mentioned academics. Your wife is a very integral part of the learning process here at Hardin-Houston. She teaches.
Yeah, she's been here one less year than what I have. She's a 93 grad. I'm a 92 grad. But she spends most of her life upstairs in the history classroom and many years of volleyball coaching.
And you've got a daughter who's in junior high, a daughter at the high school, a daughter down at UC. Hey, Hardin-Houston's like a home away from home for the Myers.
Pretty much so. There's a lot of times I think I should probably just put a cot here at school, but it's not really work for me. I love the place. Always have, always will.
Ryan Meyer, superintendent, Hardin-Houston Schools, who's got a job today. You're watching your daughter play softball. But after each inning of softball, you need to come back to the baseball diamond and report on how the softball game is going.
I think the only way that's going to happen is if I steal our trainer's golf cart, because I'm way too out of shape to make that quick jump from the other part of the complex.
A lot of fun having you here. Hope you come back in the next 15, 20 minutes and do give us at least a two or three inning report on that softball game up on top.
We appreciate that. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Ryan Meyer, very much. Ryan Meyer, superintendent of schools here at Hardin-Houston. And the sun, Ryan, is shining down brightly on the field here at Houston High School. Wow. What a late afternoon, early evening for high school baseball. Wind blowing in from the west-northwest. But the dirt, infield dirt, very dry. Grass a little damp, but it's drying out in the breeze and sun. As you noted, Bryant, a lot of games postponed today, but this one goes on as scheduled. It's going to be play ball here in a few minutes.
Yes, really looking forward to seeing these two teams. We've had a couple of good games so far this year on scores, hoping for another good one here this afternoon.
Let's take a quick look at our starting lineups before we go any further for the visiting Anna Rockets. Leadoff hitter, shortstop Zach Osborne, a sophomore. Batting second, first baseman Carter Siegel, a senior. Hitting third, Colin Elliott, junior, center fielder. Cleanup hitter, Aiden Keller, sophomore pitcher. Clay Cummins is a sophomore left fielder, batting fifth. In the sixth spot, Caleb Kenton, junior third baseman, batting seventh. Noah Oftahar, sophomore right fielder. Eighth, Jack Edwards, sophomore catcher. Batting ninth, the DH, Troy Walters, a sophomore. He DHs for the second baseman, Carson Plyman, who is a soft. For Houston, starting lineup reads as follows. Third baseman, Rusty Vandenhoevel, a junior. Batting second, Xavier Ludwig, senior catcher. Hitting third, the starting pitcher, senior Luke Beaver. Batting fourth, the shortstop, sophomore Jeff List. Batting fifth is Reagan Steiner, sophomore center fielder. In the sixth spot, Jacob Mormon, senior right fielder. Batting seventh, A.J. Edwards, sophomore first baseman. Hitting eighth, Ethan Deanhart, junior second baseman. And batting ninth, Luke Krim, freshman left fielder. Two very young teams, Bryant. Anna, including the DH, starts seven softs, two juniors, a senior. Houston starts a freshman, three softs, two juniors, three seniors. Both coaches, a lot to look forward to in the next few campaigns.
Yes, and a big thing going into this one, early in SEAL play, you want to gain as much momentum as you can, especially with a lot of the strong competition coming up yet. So they'll both be hoping to pick up a victory today and then ride that momentum through in the coming weeks.
Each team has played New Bremen pretty tough. Houston lost here by a score of 4-2 to the Cardinals. Anna dropped a 7-3 verdict to New Bremen. By way of record, once again, Houston 1-3, 1-1 in the league. Anna 1-4, 1-2 in the league. First pitch just around the corner, waiting for the arrival of the umpires. Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing, Ryan Meyer, superintendent of Hardin-Houston Schools, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything, from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the north northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
And we welcome you back here to Houston High School. Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing, joined by Messieurs Beaver and Steiner, fathers of Houston players, here in the press box. And we await the first pitch. Umpires have had the pregame dialogue with both head coaches, Dan Barker of Houston and Christian Althauser for Anna. Interesting conversation with Ryan, or I should say Bryant, with Ryan Meyer, superintendent of Hardin-Houston Schools. Apparently he took Dan Barker, took him deep way back in the day when Anna pitched with Dan Barker on the mound and Houston hit with Ryan Meyer at the plate.
Yeah, it sounds like he is not letting him forget about it.
Very interesting ballpark here at Houston. Quite the setting. In fact, the cars slow down from 50 to 40 to 30 miles an hour as they drive by on Route 66 to take a gander at the baseball game, which is about set to start. Wind blowing in from the west-northwest. Was stiffer a good 20, 30 minutes ago than it is now. Starting pitcher for the Houston Wildcats, as we noted, is Luke Beaver. He wears number 5 on his back, and he is slowly coming back into form after breaking a finger in a basketball tournament game against Tri-Village. He was the Wildcats' most consistent pitcher last year with an ERA of 1.70.
I was there at Northmont at the Thunderdome for that tournament game when he broke his finger against the Patriots.
So he helps anchor the pitching staff for Houston, along with Xavier Ludwig, but it's Beaver on the hill here today. Don't know that we will see a blazing 85-mile-an-hour fastballs between these two pitchers here this evening, Beaver of Houston and Keller of Anna, but both are 3- and 4-pitch pitchers. They spot the ball well, change speeds, and we are awaiting a sunshiny, warm, dry week next week. And these two clubs will get even sharper and sharper as we move deeper into the month of April.
Yeah, after a lot of rain here recently, I'm sure every baseball and softball team around the area is going to love the weather next week. Keep your fingers crossed that the forecast holds, too.
Yes, and don't count on it more than a few days out. Houston Wildcats wearing the red jerseys, white Houston across the chest, red and gray caps, red bills, gray slacks. Anna wearing the white trousers, green jerseys, and, of course, the white numerals. And is that Anna or Rockets across the front? Can't tell. First hitter stepping in, Zach Osborne, sophomore for Anna. Shortstop, 1-1 the count. He took a ball and then a swing and a miss. Outfield is somewhat deep to left, shallow in right for Osborne. He chokes up 3 or 4 inches, looks at strike 2 on the outside corner. We have seen, Bryant, in just a couple of games, how outfielders play hitters at various depths. Botkins played Fort Loramie hitters pretty deep in the game at Fort Loramie last week. Fort Loramie sneaked up on Botkins batters, and I thought Rushi played much more shallow against Versailles at Dayer Park than Versailles played against Rushi in the outfield. Here's a ground ball foul outside of third, and the count is even up at 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 on Osborne. Again, Anna 1-4, Houston 1-3. Action pitch right here. Beaver would prefer to not go to 3-2. He whips a pitch in at the knees. It cut the plate in half. It's strike three call.
Beautiful pitch.
Oh, yes. We've got a great, great perch. We are almost first baseline extended behind home plate, just to the third base side, looking down over the right shoulder of right-hand batters and over the left shoulder of the plate umpire. Bryant, your position's better than mine. Will you call balls and strikes tonight?
Sure.
First pitch to Carter Siegel, lone senior starter for Anna, low and away, ball one. Beaver fires again, and Siegel strikes it to right. It's a humpback liner snared by the Houston right fielder. Pretty easy routine play by the Wildcats' Jacob Mormon. And had Mormon been back a half a dozen steps, that might have dropped in for a soft single. Two up, two out for Anna here in the top of the first inning. Left-hand batting Colin Elliott, a junior center fielder, steps in. He swings, gets the barrel on the ball, flies it to right. Mormon again. He is going to move over toward the right field stripe and camp under it and make the play. Three up, three down for Anna against Beaver of Houston in the top of the first. We played a half inning, no score. Houston coming to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Bodkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Bodkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Oh, you won't believe the savings at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center at 112 East Pike. Major price cuts on DeWalt power tools. And you receive free granite countertops for your kitchen with the purchase of solid wood raised panel cabinets, soft closed doors and drawers, 17 colors and styles. Kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware are one half the cost of the charge made by the big box stores. And third, you can also save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets. Savings 24/7 at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like it on Facebook and tell Darren Yinks you heard about the Jackson Center Pro Hardware store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Your one-stop shop for home improvement is Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. Houston Wildcats hit here in the bottom of the first inning against the offerings of Aiden Keller, sophomore right-hander for Anna. And Rusty Vandenhuvel swats the first pitch foul directly to the right of home plate. Nothing in one on him. Junior third baseman squares up even with home plate, feet about 18 inches apart. Low and away off the outside corner, 1-1.
Well, you mentioned it, Jack. It was a fantastic top of the first for Beaver. He got through those three batters on 9 pitches.
Yep, and the two fly balls were to right field. Anna did not get around on Luke in that opening frame. Count now is 2 balls and a strike, 2-1 on Vandenhuvel. He moves that bat back and forth, swings, hits a line drive over the second baseman's head into right field for a base hit. Single to right by Vandenhoevel as he nailed it solidly over the outstretched glove of Carson Plyman, second baseman for Anna. Xavier Ludwig, catcher, senior, comes plateward for Houston. And let's see if head coach Dan Barker's got a game on here. Might he be bunting? Could Vandenhoevel be stealing? Widespread stance to the plate for Ludwig. Runner at first is off and going. And the pitch hits Ludwig on the backside. Hit batsman. Good jump down at first for Vandenhoevel, who probably would have beaten a throw anyway. But as a result of the batter being hit with the pitch, Houston's got two aboard, none down, top of the first inning. And now you're looking for bunt for sure. Although the question is, you take the bat out of the hands of the third man, Beaver. The pitch by Keller is low, skips through the legs of the catcher for Anna, and it rolls all the way to the backstop. And runners are at second and third for Houston. No one out, ball and no strikes from the hitter. Bottom of the first inning. Unlike the start for Beaver in the top of the first, difficulty right out of the gate for Aiden Keller.
No outs. Man on third and second, definitely a tough early situation to be in.
Now, if you're Anna, you simply want to minimize the damage. Head coach Christian Althauser just made a trip to the mound. A ball and no strikes on Beaver. Runners at second and third following the wild pitch. The throw by Keller, the 1-0 count, and it's a strike at the bottom of the knees, a ball and a strike. Good placement on that pitch by Keller.
Yeah, he needed that one. He had four balls on his first six pitches.
That one bounces off the outside part of the plate in the left-hand batter's box. And a nice job by catcher Jack Edwards for Anna. The pitcher Keller is winding up, no stretch at all. Swing and a high foul, drifting out of play beyond the Anna dugout to the right. Two balls, two strikes, two and two on Beaver. Two on, none out for Houston here in the bottom of the first inning. Keller fires a curveball, and Beaver spoils it out of play again to the right. Boy, I love high school baseball, Bryant. The pitcher gets the ball back from the catcher, and he's into his windup immediately.
I think I mentioned last Saturday in our broadcast, you don't need a pitch clock for high school baseball.
No, not at all. Another foul out of play, straight back off the bat of Beaver. Two balls, two strikes on the number three hitter, Jeff List on deck, the shortstop for Houston. Here's a curveball, trickled foul off to the left. Keller came over top with the bender, and it was rolled into foul ground off the bat of Beaver, who stays alive, hanging in. This is about a 7 or 8 pitch at bat. 2-2 offering, but Keller curveball didn't snap it off. It hung high and in, and the count is full, 3-2. Two on, none out for Houston, bottom of the first, no score. Keller working quickly. Swing and a miss by Beaver, and a low outside pitch. And because the ball was trapped at the plate by the catcher, he's got to record the out down at first base because it was open. And he fires down to first, and the out is registered. Good comeback, McKellar.
Yes, it was.
Here is Jeff List. Houston needs, at minimum, a fly ball or a ground ball to short. Anna's defense in the middle is playing mid-depth or a bit deeper than that. I think probably willing to give up the run if the ball is hit up the middle. The count is 0-1 on List. 0-2, swing and a miss. Good, hearty cut at a pitch by Keller down around the knees. No balls, two strikes on List. Stands about 6'4", 6'5". Big right-hand batter. Cuts and misses a low breaking pitch, and it gets away from the catcher, goes to the backstop. And it was a strike three swinging, but the out's got to be registered down at first. List makes it safely, And scoring from third on the play is Vandenhuvel. That's a strike three wild pitch, I guess, is how it would be recorded. And a run is in. Tough break for Keller. Had List in a hole. Two strikes on him. List waved at a pitch on the ground. Ball went to the backstop. Runner scores from third. They're now on the corners. No out officially recorded on the play. List is off and running. And the catcher rised up to throw the ball to second. Ball dropped out of Edwards' hands. Runners at second and third for Houston. A run in. One away, bottom of the first inning. Reagan Steiner squares to bunt, looks at a pitch low, and it's 2-0. Keller working very fast on the mound for Anna. Needs to take a deep breath and throw strikes. There's a bunt to the third base side of the mound. Nice play by Keller. Throw to first base in time for the out. Runner on third makes a late dash to the plate and is in safely. Houston executes the bunt. It's an out at first base. Nicely done by Keller. He really didn't have the time to look back at third. He wanted to get the out. Did. But then a well-timed late break to the plate by Ludwig for Houston. He is in safely, and the Wildcats lead it 2-0. There was an out at first, so two are away. And now stepping in is Jacob Mormon. List is down at third. That was Steiner who just batted.
Brian, correct.
I may have misspoken. I'm sorry. That was Steiner who just hit. So Steiner gets credit for an RBI. Nicely done by him.
Yes, very good sacrifice bunt there.
And the count on Mormon is 3-0. First base is open. List is down at third. Pitch misses off the inside corner. Ball four. Well, after List reached first on the strike three wild pitch, I perhaps didn't identify correctly that Reagan Steiner hit in the fifth spot for Houston, and he got a good sacrifice bunt. And somehow, some way, we have an out recorded. I dropped my head. Bryant, what happened?
I dropped my head, too.
We've got an out stealing at second base. That's when the extra window here in the press box obscures the view of the play-by-play and color guy.
Yes, we both have poles blocking us right there. Yes, so Mormon was caught stealing there.
There we go. Mormon out stealing. So that was Mormon who was out stealing, and Edwards then will return to bat for Houston in the bottom of the second inning. We move to the top of inning number two. Houston, after scoring two in the first, leads Anna 2-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Leadoff batter for the Anna Rockets is aboard here at the top of the second inning as Beavers number on the other side of the diamond, opposing pitcher Keller, smacked a ground ball to second that Dienhart failed to play for Houston. Safe at first on the error at second base is Keller, the Anna pitcher. And stepping plateward is Clay Cummins, sophomore left fielder for the Rockets. And it's a number back to the mound to Beaver. Looks at second, gets the sure out at first. One away for Anna here in the top of the second inning with Houston leading 2-0. Houston scored twice on one hit in the bottom of the first. Vandenhuvel opened with a single. Ludwig was hit by a pitch. And then Beaver reached first on a strike three wild pitch. There was another wild pitch in there. Reagan Steiner had a big sack bunt in the inning, which closed out with Mormon being nailed stealing at second. Two runs on just one hit for Houston in the bottom of the first inning. And the count goes to 2-0 on Kenton, the third baseman hitting in the sixth spot for the Anna Rockets. Beaver fires, breaking ball fouled out of play to the right. Looked like it might have been a cut fastball. Two balls and a strike, 2-1 on Kenton. High school baseball, Bryant, so much about the little things. I talked with both coaches yesterday, and they said it is so important. The small mistakes, two or three of them, add up to big things, as we saw, Anna, defensively.
Yes.
With gaffes in the bottom of the first inning, helping Houston score two with one hit. Three balls and a strike, 3-1 on Kenton. Runner at second for Anna, top of the second. Rockets trail the Wildcats 2-0. Beaver stretches, pitch across the letters for a strike. 3-2 count now. Keller down at second for Anna. Got a pretty sizable lead. List, the shortstop for Houston, inches that way. Strike three called. What a pitch by Beaver above the belt on the outside half.
Now batting for Anna, the right fielder, number 21, Noah Oftahar.
Noah Oftahar, good wide receiver for the Anna Rockets on the gridiron. Sophomore right fielder, 21 on his back. Pretty widespread stance at the plate. Two down for Anna. Pitch low and in. Gets away from the Houston catcher momentarily. Runner hangs out at second base. No advance. A ball and no strikes. 1-0 on Oftahar with Anna trailing Houston. 2-0 top of the second inning. Beaver fires. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Edwards behind the plate. And the count is a ball and a strike. Beaver's thrown some pretty good high heaters here in the top of the second inning. Stretch looks at second. There's a breaking ball bounced on three hops to List it short. He gobbles it up, throws to first, and it's high and toward the home plate side of first. Runner scores all the way from second. Oftahar is safe at first base. That goes down as an E6 and a run. So we had two runs on one hit in the bottom of the first, a run on no hits, Bryant, here in the top of the second. Oftahar at first base for Anna. Edwards, the catcher, right-hand batter in the box, takes it low and away, pitch by Beaver, sails to the backstop, and Anna now has the tying run in position down at second base.
Yeah, three runs now, and as you noted, we haven't seen an earned run yet. You said mistakes can really add up, but Anna's hoping to capitalize on here if they can somehow find a way to get this runner in.
Edwards waves at a low breaking pitch and comes up empty, a ball and a strike on him. Two down for Anna, top of the second. Houston 2, Anna 1. Look back at second by Beaver. Breaking ball, another whiff at the plate, and it's 1-2. Excellent off-speed offering by Beaver. Count goes to 1-2 on Edwards. Right side of the infield open for the Anna batter. Beaver drops down a little more three-quarter. It's outside and high, and the count is extended to two balls and two strikes. 2-2 on the Anna catcher. Here's the windup by Beaver. Beeks back at second. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Excellent offering by Beaver. Way out in front was Anna's catcher, Jack Edwards. He couldn't get a piece of it out on strikes, but Anna does get a run. As Brian noted, we've had three unearned runs in this game. We go to the bottom of the second. Houston 2, Anna 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Houston 2, Anna 1, bottom of the second frame here at Houston on what has turned out to be a beautiful late afternoon, early evening for high school baseball. A.J. Edwards was at the plate in the bottom of the first when Jacob Mormon was thrown out stealing. So Edwards hits with a brand new count, no balls, no strikes, and it's now 1-0 on him. Ooh, there's a pitch just off the outside corner, thigh high, off the edge of the plate, and a pitcher, Aiden Keller, wanted it, didn't get it. 2-0, the count on Edwards. Outfield pretty much straight away. He goes golfing at one low and in, and misses, and it's 1-2. Beaver on the mound for Houston. He's had a nice blend of fastball and off-speed so far in this game. There's a pitch down below the knees. Edwards looked it over, and it's a 3-1 count on the Houston hitter. I better get my pitcher straight. I said Beaver. I said Beaver was throwing. It's Keller who throws at the knees on the inside corner. Edwards, the Houston batter, looked it over, and it was called a strike, 3-2. Keller and Beaver both picking up velocity as this game moves into the second inning. Strike three called. Good pitch by Keller. Knee high, inside edge. Caught looking is Edwards. Ethan Dienhart, second baseman junior, steps in for Houston against the offerings of Keller for Anna. American flag out in deep right center is hanging limply at the moment. What wind there was, Brian, has subsided almost fully. Bouncing pitch to the plate. A ball and no strikes. The battery for Anna, the pitcher Aiden Keller. Catcher Jack Edwards, both sophomores. Inside corner at the belt, good fastball. A ball and a strike on Dienhart for Houston. Bat above his right shoulder, strides and takes it. It's in there for strike two. 1-2. Bottom of the second inning, Houston 2-1. Dienhart chokes up an inch or so at the plate, takes a curveball bouncing right at the plate. Count evens up, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2. Third baseman for Anna, up out of the dirt, edge of the grass. That's Caleb Kenton. Pitch by Keller, bounced toward the mound, under the glove of the pitcher Keller. Second baseman charges for Anna and throws it away at first. Another error. Batter runner for Houston is safe at first base. It goes down as an E4. Dean Hart is on. And again, those little things we've already talked about keep cropping up in this game. There has been just one hit in this contest, three runs scored. Luke Krim, left fielder for Houston, runner at first. Good lead for Dean Hart. One ball, no strikes, the count, 1-0. Into the stretch is Keller. Looks at first. Pitches down below the knees, and the count to Krim is 2-0. 2-0 on him. Two balls, no strikes on Krim. Runner at first, Dean Hart. Strike at the letters, down the middle. Two balls and a strike, 2-1. On the right-hand batting Krim, who wears 2-2, 22 on his back. Keller stretching, swing and a miss. Good up and in heater. And the count levels at two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Krim. One on for Houston, bottom of the second, one away, 2-1. Houston leads Anna. Swing and a miss at a high inside pitch under the chin of the hitter Krim. And he K's. Here's Vandenhuvel, the leadoff hitter, third baseman. He's got the game's only hit, a single to right field. One on, two out for Houston. Bottom of the second frame. There's a bender upstairs high. Runner takes off for second base. Throw is high. Don't know that a good throw would have gotten him anyway. Steal of second base by Dean Hart for Houston. Here is the stretch by Keller. He goes to work on Vandenhuvel, and it's low and in. And the count on him is 2-0, I believe, Bryant. That's the second pitch to him. Two balls, no strikes. 2-0 on Vandenhuvel. Runner in scoring position out at second. There's a cut and a miss, and it's two balls and a strike. Again, Keller for Anna. Beaver for Houston starting to pick up speed, adding velocity to the fastballs. As we've advanced into the second inning, Vandenhuvel sprays a foul out of play over the screen to the right. Two balls, two strikes, two out, runner at second for Houston. Here in the bottom of the second inning, Wildcats lead 2-1. Keller throws, ball hits sharply to short. Nice play by the Anna shortstop, who was maybe obscured for a brief instant by the Houston runner. But the play is made. Well done by Osborne, who fires a strike to first, and Houston is retired in the second inning. We go to the third. Houston 2, Anna 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com. Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Two innings in the books. Houston leads Anna 2-1. Anna bats here in the top of the third. Houston scored two in the first, thanks to a single by Vandenhuvel. There was a hit batsman. One hitter reached first on a third strike wild pitch. There was a second wild pitch in the frame, a sack bunt, and then an out stealing culminated the inning. Two runs for Houston, bottom of the first. Anna came back with a run in the second. It's 2-1 Houston, top of the third. Three runs in this game, and just one clean hit so far. Stepping in for Anna, top of the third inning, is Troy Walters. Walters, the DH for Carson Plyman, second baseman. Swing and a miss, and the count's a ball and two strikes, 1-2. One and two, the count on Walters, who wears seven on his back. Good cut, missed it. Strike three, Beaver. Got that pitch to sink a little bit. Might have been a two-seamer. The dip down below the bat. And out on strikes is Walters. And stepping in is Zach Osborne. Osborne struck out to start the game for Anna. Offering by Beaver. Yes, sir. Strike above the thighs on the inside part of the plate. No balls, a strike. Nothing in one on Osborne.
Already, we're just in the top of the third, but Beaver already has four strikeouts today.
And there's another strike. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Boy, he is picking up speed, literally. Both pitchers, fast workers. And the acceleration of the fastball for both young men, Beaver and Keller, is being increased. That pitch is outside. And it's two strikes and a ball. 1-2 on Osborne. Breaking ball hit hard to third. Nice play by the Houston third baseman. Well done by Von den Heuvel, who whips a strike to Edwards at first. And the hitter is retired. Third to first.
First baseman, number 11, Carter Siegel.
Here's Carter Siegel stepping in. Siegel was out on a line fly to short right in the first inning. Siegel, right-hand batter. Pitch by Beaver skips away from his battery mate behind the plate. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Siegel. Beaver's got his sign. Ball bounced to the mound on one big hop to Beaver. He spears, makes a jogging throw to first base for the out. Anna quickly down in order in the top of the third. We go to the bottom of the third. Houston 2, Anna 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them. Fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Hey, serving the region since 1972 and celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none, for many years. Barker Insurance has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. 1-1 count on Houston's leadoff hitter here in the bottom of the third inning. It's Xavier Ludwig, senior catcher. Feet spread apart at the plate. He looks at strike two. 1-2. Well, Keller, the Anna pitcher, Bryant, has deserved better fate so far. Here's a tap at the plate, foul. A ball and two strikes. He gave up two unearned in the first, did Keller. But since he's been pretty much on the money, throwing strikes.
Yeah, and it was rough because the one hit by Vonden, who came right to start off the game, and then he hit Ludwig with it. So that was difficult 1-2 right there.
Yep, Ludwig, who was hit by a pitch, as Bryant noted, back in the first, swings and strikes out here. The pitch was in the dirt at the plate. The throw down to first by Edwards officially records the out. One away for Houston here in the bottom of the third inning. And here's Luke Beaver at the plate, slightly open stance. Then he'll bring that left foot back in line with the right as that pitch comes plateward. And it's a ball, missed the strike zone, 1-0 on Beaver. Bouncing ball, foul off to the right. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on him. One out, bottom of the third. Houston batting, leading 2-1. This game taking the shape of a lot of recent Anna-Houston battles. The last four split right down the middle. Houston won a couple. Anna won a couple. All of them close. There's a strike called on the inside corner at the belt to Beaver. And it's 1-2. Keller's got his sign from the Anna catcher. Swinging a high foul out of play to the right. Center fielder for Anna, a little bit into left center, is Colin Elliott. Right and left fielders straight away, but deep. Here's a ball slapped to third on the second hop. It's gobbled up by Anna's third baseman. Nice play by Caleb Kenton. And he fires to Carter Siegel at first for the out. Two down for Houston here in the bottom of the third. Jeff List steps in. List wears 31 on his back. Big right-hand hitter. Outfield retreats a couple steps for him. He is the Wildcats' cleanup hitter. Starts out with a wide-open stance at the plate. Left foot up on the toes, then he brings that leg back toward the plate as the pitch comes plateward. Opening offering from Keller was a strike. Next pitch bounces toward home, and it's 1-1 on List. About 300 feet down both lines here at the Houston Baseball Complex. 350 straightaway center, 325 to 330 in the power alleys. Wind usually blows in from the northwest or southwest. Really tough to hit one out. Swing and a miss. Good cut by List. He wanted to get a hold of one right there. Came up empty. A ball and two strikes. 1-2. Two out for Houston. Bottom of the third. Ball fouled over the screen, over the Anna dugout to the right. And the count remains a ball and two strikes on List. Not a whole lot of room and foul ground outside of first, outside of third. Here's a check swing, breaking ball by Keller. Really tied up List at the plate. I think it was a strike anyway. It looked like his bat went through the zone. He is rung up. Third out for Houston. Bottom of the third. We go to the top of the fourth. Houston 2, Anna 1 on scores. Broadcast.com.
We are the Amazing Glass Connection. Over the years, American Architectural Glass has finished hundreds of major glass installation projects, including the FC Cincinnati Soccer Complex and the B-Deck Suites at Ohio State's football stadium, and most recently at Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Here at the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you can see, there's major glass installation that was completed in a couple of different phases by American Architectural Glass. They're over in Fort Loramie, Ohio. Many new large attractive mirrors exist in this training facility, and they were expertly installed too.
This Blue Jackets coach highlighted the beautiful new aluminum doors and frames in the offices.
And they are also very functional and appealing, and our coaches are very pleased with how great this AAG project turned out.
The entryway to the Blue Jackets arena was enhanced with eye-catching appeal.
This custom-sized all-glass entrance from the Blue Jackets locker room to the ice arena is just awesome. Not sure this beautiful environment results in a few extra goals each night, but it sure puts some pep in the step of our players.
From storefront windows to entry doors, from wall panels to translucent panels, and from custom mirrors to custom insulated glass, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie does it all, often with Made in America products.
It's no wonder AAG is the industry's clear choice.
AAGinc.com.
The Anna Rockets bat here in the top of the fourth. It's a tight struggle, close game, 2-1 Houston. And now batting is Colin Elliott, center fielder for Anna, who swings and puts a rip into one to deep right center field. Houston's right fielder off and running in the gap, and he cannot get it. Ball rolls to the base of the American flag in deep right center, about 3:30 from home plate. And the leadoff hitter, Colin Elliott for Anna, whistled his way around second, dug hard for third, made it easily. A long triple to one of the deepest parts of the park. That ball, Bryant, was scalded.
And Mormon made a good effort there and almost was able to make the play. But like you said, that was a tough hit to be able to try to come up and catch.
And you're right. Fine effort by the right fielder for Houston. Jacob Mormon made a dash into the power alley and came close to making a circus catch. Anna now with the tying run at third base. And the count of ball and no strikes on Aiden Keller. He is the Anna pitcher. Runner at third, short lead. He's being held on. And Beavers pitches up and away for ball two. Count goes to 2-0. Houston infield up even with the bags on the corners. Medium depth at second and short. 3-0. That's high to Keller. The throw back to the mound from the Houston catcher gets away from Beaver briefly. A middle infielder comes to the rescue. No harm. 3-0 count on Keller. Strike right down the pipe. 3-1. Anna trails Houston 2-1, top of the fourth. Rockets with the tying run at third and none out. Houston's pitcher's got his work cut out for him here. Swing and a hard line drive, twisting its way into right field between the Houston Wildcats, first and second baseman. It's a knock to right for Keller. The single for Anna as he hit the outside pitch where it was placed, right through the hole between the first and second baseman. And the runner from third, Elliott, scores easily, and we're tied up at 2.
And it didn't have a hit through those first three innings. Now they have 2 here in this top of the fourth.
Beaver into the stretch against Cummins, who squares to bunt and pops it foul to the right of home plate. Nothing and one on him.
Both of them were nice line drives, too, Jack.
Yes. Each very well struck. Now, Anna probably would prefer to play some small ball here and advance that runner on first to second as Cummins, one pitch ago, attempted to bunt, does again, and skies it out of play over the screen to the right. No balls, two strikes. Bunting the baseball is not an easy skill. Somehow or other, you've got to get the bat on top of the ball just a little bit. and you don't want to grip that bat too tightly. Off and running is the man at first for Anna, and he will steal second base easily. The pitcher for Anna, Keller, the cleanup hitter, steals second. The count is a ball and two strikes now on the batter Cummins for the Anna Rockets. Sidearm pitch by Beaver, missed up and in, and the count goes to 2-2. Anna's got one on at second, a run in, game tied, two runs apiece. Top of the fourth inning for the Rockets. Pitch by Beaver, swung on, grounded back up the middle, but Houston's second baseman is there. Fielded by Deanhart, oop, safe at first base, throw got away. Runner on second for Anna scores. A miscue for Houston, and the Anna Rockets have taken the lead 3-2. Error on the throw to first. Brian, is that how you would score it?
Yes.
Hate to put you on the spot there. You are our official scoring panel. Here's a ball and no strikes. Beaver missed low and away to Caleb Kenton. So three straight of reach for Anna here in the top of the fourth. Two hits and an error. And the Rockets have scored twice. And Anna will continue to attempt to sacrifice the runner on first to second, as the Rockets did briefly when Keller was down at first. He eventually stole second. And the count is 2-0 on Caleb Kenton. Here's a bunt foul at the plate, 2-1. No one's been retired yet here in the Anna fourth. Rockets have taken the lead 3-2.
You see it a lot in baseball and softball, Jack. Once a team gets one good look at a pitcher, they can start to hit. It could be what we're seeing here from Anna once that whole lineup got through.
Pitch by Beaver, just missed on the inside corner. Ooh, the plate umpire says it nipped the jersey of Caleb Kenton, and he awards Kenton first base.
That tough break there.
Mm-hmm.
Houston really looking for an out.
Two on, none out now for Anna. Anna scored an earned run and one unearned here in the fourth to take the lead 3-2. Ofterhauer bunts down the third base line, and it is superbly placed. It rolls about 50 feet up the line. It's a no man's land. The pitcher can't get to it. Third baseman charging can't get to it. The ball dies in the thick grass, and Anna's got the bases full with no one out. And head coach Dan Barker for Houston strolls to the mound. We will take a break. Top of the fourth inning, bases full for Anna, which leads Houston by a score of 3-2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Well, the bunt single recorded by Anna in the previous at bat was beautifully placed by Noah Ofterhauer for Anna. He couldn't have walked down the third base line and positioned the ball on three or four blades of grass halfway to third any better than that. And it went as a bunt single. He was trying to sacrifice the runners up from first and second, and he got one better. It was a bunt single by him. They're loaded for Anna, top of the fourth inning. Anna scored twice. Rockets lead 3-2. Here is Anna's catcher stepping plateward, and after the first two pitches by Beaver were delivered as strikes, Edwards cuts and comes up empty on the third pitch and is out on strikes. An important out Beaver needed to record.
Yes. And on three pitches there, you like that, as his pitch count is racking up here in this inning.
Walters, the DH, looks at a pitch low. There's a ball trickled up the third baseline. Nice job of the third baseman for Houston, who looks it over. Von de Neuvel blows on it, and it rolls foul. That was in no man's land again, about like the Ofterhauer bunt. One ball, one strike, 1-1 on Walters for Anna, which leads in this game 3-2. Bases loaded, one out. Pitch by Beaver, high breaking pitch, 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Infield up snug at second and short. A ground ball, if it's not right at the second baseman or shortstop, will snake through the diamond. Foul at the home plate. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Walters. He's the DH for second baseman Carson Plyman for Anna. Beaver drops down sidearm and missed off the inside corner, and the count goes full. No place to put Walters. They're loaded with one away for the Rockets in the fourth. Anna leads by a run. Beaver fires. Oh, what a pitch, a dandy. It was a low breaking ball. Walters fished for it. It might have been a hair out of the zone, too close to take, but he whiffed, and he's out on strikes. Back to the top of the order, Zach Osborne, as Beaver tries to tighten his belt buckle and work out of the jam. High curveball, 1-0 on Osborne, who has struck out in this game and grounded out to third. Beaver working quickly. Osborne check swing up the line at first. The pitcher Beaver gets it. He makes a lunge at the runner. No one covered first in time. Beaver couldn't hang onto the ball. Safe at first. It rolls into foul ground. One run scores. A second runner comes home for Anna. Two runs in on the play. Correct, Bryant?
Correct.
And that goes down as a tough luck play for the Houston Wildcats. Couldn't tell if Beaver was going to be able to make the tag, but a mistake by Houston, which did not cover first base satisfactorily.
Yeah, Edwards ran up to the vicinity where the ball was, and then I think it was Dean Hart, am I pronouncing his name correctly, couldn't get there in time from short, from second.
And adding insult to injury is Carter Siegel for Anna, who swings on the first pitch delivered to him, and he spanks a liner to center, and Anna's runners on second and third both score, and the Rockets' lead mounts to 7-2. How quickly things have gotten away from the Wildcats.
Yeah, that last play was unfortunate if you're a Houston fan. The Wildcats nearly got out of that inning with the damage limited. But still, when you're able to start making contact like Anna has, things can happen. And we've seen that here as they finally started getting the bat on the ball.
Here is Colin Elliott, who steps into the box for the Anna Rockets, left-hand batter. Swings, hits it off home plate, to the left of home plate, and it's a fair ball. The catcher for the Wildcats alertly stabs at it, gets it, and fires down to first to get the batter runner, Elliott, who had started the inning off with a long triple. Anna scores six runs in the inning for the Rockets. We'll have to do some tabulation and figure out what's earned and what's not. But Anna gets six. Beaver didn't pitch that badly. Defense faltered a bit. Houston a little unlucky in the inning. Ofterhauer with a real good bunt attempting to sacrifice for Anna. It wound up being an infield single. And lo and behold, before it's all said and done, Anna scores six times. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Anna 7, Houston 2 on scores, broadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Here is Houston batting in the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Reagan Steiner swinging from the left side of home plate. He cuts and hits a scorcher foul out of play down the third baseline. The count on him, 1-2. And Houston needs base runners, trailing 7-2. 6 runs in the top of the fourth for Anna, 5 unearned. Here is the pitch to Steiner. It bounces right behind home plate, and the count goes to 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Was that correct, Bryant? Were 5 unearned or 4? In the previous half inning for Anna.
The Houston person who was scoring it on Game Changer actually had 5 as unearned, okay. 1 as earned.
Okay. Steiner has just struck out, cutting in a low pitch just below the knees, couldn't come up with it. He's down on strikes, 1 away for Houston here in the bottom of the fourth inning. New hitter is Jacob Mormon from the right side for Houston, and the count goes to 0-2. Well, you talk about gaining strength on the mound. Keller for Anna is doing just that. Swing and a miss. Good fastball above the wrist on the inside corner. And Mormon couldn't get a piece of it, out on strikes. And you look down at the score sheet, Bryant, and you see that Keller has quickly recorded 1, 2, 4, 5, 6 strikeouts in the last 2 2/3 innings. He's hot right now. He's mowing them down. A ball and no strikes on Houston's A.J. Edwards.
His pitch count is at 66 right now.
Ball fouled to the screen, 1-1 on him.
And he had, what, 24 or so in that first inning, so he's really settled down since then.
Anna scored an unearned run in the second and 5 of 6 unearned in the fourth. Strike called about thigh high on the inside corner to Edwards, 1-2 on him. Here's the windup in the pitch. It's a good hummer again, swung on and missed. And Keller strikes out the side here in the bottom of the fourth. Houston goes down 1-2-3. Wildcats with a hit to start the game, and nothing since. We go to the fifth. It's Anna 7, Houston 2 on Scores, broadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the RISI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too, online at RISI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
We enter the top of the fifth inning, Anna 7, Houston 2, here on scoresbroadcast.com. And so many thanks to our dozen anchor sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, Airstream in Jackson Center. Join the growing team at Airstream. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, your number one agency in the region again. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. We could not have gotten launched without the support from Locale Equipment. Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio, the CNC Solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. I bet you didn't know Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. And SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at SecureCom.com, the pros in protection. Aiden Keller, pitcher for Anna, steps in at the plate. He's got a count of 1-2. New pitcher on the mound is Xavier Ludwig for the Houston Wildcats in relief of Luke Beaver, who moves over to shortstop. And Ludwig comes to the mound from behind the plate. There's a high pitch on the 1-2 count, and it's 2-2 on Keller. Here's the windup, the pitch on the plate, or the pitch to the plate. A late swing, and the ball mashed foul over the bullpen in right field. So for the Houston Wildcats now, Bryant, we've got, is that listed third?
Yes. Edwards is at first.
Oh, what a pitch by Ludwig. He dropped down three quarters or a little below, and he zipped one in there on Keller and surprised him. He looked at it for strike three. Clay Cummins comes to the plate. Keller, the previous hitter, had been safe on an error and singled. Here is Cummins, who's bounced out, mound to first, and been safe on an error. First pitch to him, a ball. Ludwig, the big right-hander, slings it in there. Yes. Cut the plate in half, and it's 1-1 on Cummins. We're in the top of the fifth. 9 runs have been scored, but the game is moving pretty briskly. Low and in above the shoe tops of the hitter, who is Cummins, and it's a 2-1 count on him, 2-1. Outfield deep and left. Luke Krim pretty good ways away from home plate. 3-1, that's up and away. 3-1, 3-1 on Anna's hitter here in the top of the fifth inning, Clay Cummins. Ludwig into the wind, fires. Yes, just below the letters, inside corner. 3-2, Bryant, you had that one all the way, right?
Yeah, that was a very well-placed pitch there.
3-2, 3-2 on Cummins. That pitch is upstairs, over the plate, but high, and he's aboard. One on, one out for Anna here in the top of the fifth inning. Rockets lead 7-2 thanks to 5 unearned runs scored by the green and white back in the fourth inning. Here is Caleb Kenton, runner at first, one out. Ludwig in the stretch. Throws, bouncing ball to third. List comes in, juggles momentarily. Low throw to first, short hop by the first baseman. He cannot get it cleanly. E5, runners at first and second for Anna. Air at third for Houston. And I think Anna's going to employ a pinch runner down at first. Well, the mistakes here by the Wildcats continue to mount. A walk, an error, 2 for Anna, which leads 7-2, top of the fifth inning. Anna had a man reach in the second thanks to an error. Had a player reach in the fourth thanks to a miscue. And again here in the fifth, 2 for Anna. 1 away, top of the fifth inning. And here's Oftahar at the plate. And he bunts back toward the mound. Ludwig strides 5 feet to his right, gets it, and fires a bullet to first to get the out. It was Oftahar who, back in the fourth inning, had laid down a sacrifice bunt, which turned into a beautifully placed infield single. Sack bunt by him to bring up Jack Edwards for Anna with runners at second and third and 2 now in the fifth as Anna head coach Christian Althauser plays for another run or two by moving men up. And it's a ball and no strikes, 1-0 on Edwards. Second and third for Anna, 2, fifth inning. Pitch to Edwards, in on his knuckles, and he fouls it out of play directly behind home plate. And it's a ball and a strike. Wildcats have clearly not helped themselves since the second inning defensively. Here is Ludwig pitching to the plate. Edwards takes it way low and outside, and it's 2-1.
5 errors for the Wildcats.
Is that the sum total? 5?
Yes. Mm.
And all but 1 run for Anna, unearned. Uh-oh, there's a hit batsman. Ludwig got the hitter, Edwards, right in the middle of the back. Upper part, he shook it off, did Edwards, and he scurries on down to first. And now the bases are loaded for Anna with 2 out here in the top of the fifth inning. And the DH, Troy Walters, is in. Anna has a reliever working down in the right field bullpen. Here is Ludwig in the stretch with 2 out, bases loaded, and Walters swings that bat around and comes up empty, and he's down a ball, or I should say he's down a strike. Walters deep in the box. Ludwig fires again, little out of the zone and away, and it's a ball and a strike, 1-1. Anna's got the bases loaded, 2 out. Top of the fifth inning, Anna 7, Houston 2. Ludwig swings into action, and the ball is hit right off the fist up the third baseline about 10 feet. Good play by the Houston catcher, who pounced on that ball and whipped it down to first for the out. Nicely done by the Wildcats. Inning over for Anna in the top of the fifth. They leave three on, come up scoreless, but Anna leads 7-2. We head to the bottom of inning number five. Houston coming to bat, down to five on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Well, this game moves right along to the bottom of the fifth. Anna 7, Houston 2. Anna scored 6 in the fourth to take command of this game. And Aiden Keller, the sophomore hurler for the Anna Rockets, is in a groove, and he starts off the bottom of the fifth with a pitch on the inside corner at the knees for strike one on Ethan Dienhart. Dienhart's been up once, was safe on an error in the second inning. The pitch by Keller is fouled to the right side toward the fence. First baseman for Anna. Good hustle by Carter Siegel, but he cannot glove it right at the chain link fence. And the count is no balls and two strikes on Dienhart. We've got some cloud cover filtering in. What sun we had at the start of the game is not visible now. Sky overhead shrouded with clouds. Ball skips to the plate on the ground, and it's a ball and two strikes, one and two on Dienhart for Houston, who bats from the right side. Houston needs base runners, and Keller, the Anna pitcher, has not given in. He's gotten tougher as this game has progressed. He has K'd 7 of the last 9 as he fires ball 2 to Dienhart. 2-2 to Houston's leadoff hitter. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Keller bared down and zipped a fastball in there. And the hitter for Houston was late. Keller has produced a finely pitched game here, Bryant. Boy, he has gotten very sharp.
Yes, that was his 10th strikeout right there through 4 1/3.
A single by Houston to start this game in the bottom of the first inning, and not a base hit since. No balls and a strike on Krim, and the count is 1-1 on him. Outfield is playing him shallow in right and in left. Pitch by Keller, and it's towered in the air, out of play over the first base dugout. 1-2 on Krim, bottom of the fifth. Houston hitting, trailing 7-2. Houston led 2-0 after one, 2-1 after two. And Houston was still up 2-1 after three. And Krim takes a nice cut, even swing, very level, and strokes the line drive base hit to center field. Ball lit on the grass out beyond second base. A well-struck single for Krim.
And that, again, is Houston's first hit since the first inning, and that was the first batter of the game when Vandenhoevel led off, and now he's back at the plate, Jack.
One on, one out for Houston. Bottom of the fifth, pitch by Keller, low and in. A ball and no strikes.
Again, after Vandenhoevel had that single, Ludwig was hit by a pitch. And the walk that Keller has also occurred in the first inning. He walked Mormon then, so that is almost all of Houston's base runners until right now were in that inning.
Yes. One ball, one strike, one and one on Vandenhoevel, who looks at strike two inside corner at the knees. Good pitch from Keller. One and two on the Houston batter. One on, one out. Bottom of the fifth and a seven. Houston two. Keller stretching. Fires. Good cut. Coming up empty, though, is the Houston batter. A mighty swing at the plate by Vandenhoevel. But Keller zipped it past him. Two away for the Wildcats here in the fifth inning. And here comes Xavier Ludwig to the plate as a conference ensues on the mound here. Nobody throwing in the Anna bullpen. Conversation taking place, and we will step out. Bottom of the fifth inning, two down for Houston, one on at first. Wildcats trail the Rockets 7-2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
After the conference on the mound, Keller remains in for Anna. He's pitched really well. He's picked up steam, but he's down in the count 2-0 here on Ludwig. And then Houston tries a steal of second, and the throw gets away, rolls into short center, and safe is Krim down at second base. Two balls on Ludwig. Anna with a man in scoring position, trailing 7-2. Or I should say Houston with a man in scoring position, trailing 7-2. Bouncing ball to the plate. And Ludwig is ahead in the count, 3-0. That's what the Wildcats need now, base runners. And was that ball four, my mistake, Bryant, or was that a hit batsman?
I think they just sent him down, Jack.
Yes, he's on at first, is Ludwig. Either we erred on the count.
There was they intentionally walked him, I meant, there.
That's exactly what happened. So Houston gets a free ride there for Ludwig. Anna elects with a three-ball count to put Ludwig on at first. Wildcats have runners at first and second. And Luke Beaver is in. A ball and then a foul to the screen. One ball, one strike, 1-1 on Beaver. Wildcats need an extra base hit right here to get back within striking distance. Two on, two out for Houston, bottom of the fifth. Anna seven, Houston two. Keller throws a curveball. Beaver goes reaching for it and can't get a piece of it. It's 1-2. Curveball by Keller hit right out at the front edge of home plate. Beaver swiped at it, couldn't get the bat on the ball. He's down 1-2. Keller looks at his runners. Swing and a miss by Beaver, out on strikes. Wow, is the Anna pitcher ever in a groove? He struck out two in the second inning, two more in the third, and struck out the side in the last two frames. We go to the sixth. It is Anna 7, Houston 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
It is 7-2, Anna over Houston, top of the sixth inning here at Houston High School. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Oh, there were key building components to this game. We talked about them in the pregame. Both teams needed to do the little things right. And Houston has made more mistakes, five errors for the Wildcats. And Anna is limiting base runners as the pitcher, Aiden Keller, has gotten red hot. He has struck out 10 of the last 12 he has faced. Key building components for these two teams in this game. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. 1-1 count on the Anna hitter here in the top of the sixth inning. It is Zach Osborne, the shortstop, leadoff hitter in the lineup. He has struck out, grounded to third, been safe on an error, and he's down 1-2 here in the top of the sixth. Ludwig on the mound in relief of Beaver for Houston. Pitch way outside, and the count goes to 3-1. The little things have benefited Anna and have hurt Houston. Wildcats simply have not executed well enough. Five miscues, five errors in this contest. Strike called as Ludwig pours a heater in there above the belt, and it's 3-2. 3-2 in Osborne. Top of the fifth, none out for Anna, which is in front 7-2. A foul to the screen. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our dozen anchor underwriting sponsors, including Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw and Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Strike three called. Excellent pitch by Ludwig of Houston. The batter Osborne for Anna took a step toward first, trying to dupe the umpire into thinking the pitch was off the plate, but no, it wasn't. He is called out on strikes. One away for Anna, top of the sixth inning. Here is Carter Siegel, who's lined out to short right, was out on a play from pitcher to first and is singled. And he's ahead in the count, 1-0 here in the top of the sixth inning with Anna leading 7-2. Rockets have two down. Pitch by Ludwig on the outside corner. That might have been a gracious home plate call, judging from the action of the Houston catcher, who lurched into the other batter's box to spear it. Bouncing ball up the first baseline. It's going to be a routine play for the Wildcats at first. It's fielded right near the bag. First base bag is touched. Two out for Anna here in the top of the sixth inning. Rockets leading 7-2. First base unassisted. Colin Elliott hits. Elliott's got a triple for the Rockets in that big six-run fourth. The ball and no strikes on Elliott. Inside corner above the belt, 1-1. The ball and a strike on Elliott. Ludwig, the second of two Houston pitchers, fires. Strike two, outside corner above the belt. Ludwig working both sides of the plate. And the count is 1-2 with two down for the Rockets here in the top of the sixth inning. Big curveball stayed a little high at the plate, and it's two balls and two strikes, 2-2. Outfield very deep for Osborne in right field. As the left-hand hitter looks it over upstairs, ball three. 3-2 in Osborne. Here is Ludwig. Into his motion comes plateward. Up above the letters by Ismidgen, and it's called ball four. And I don't think Ludwig cared for the call, especially as he looked toward his third base side dugout. One on, two out for Houston here in the top of the, or I should say for Anna here in the top of the sixth inning. Here's Aiden Keller, the Anna pitcher, who's fired a splendid game here this evening. He fouls the first offering from Ludwig out of play to the right. Never would have thought the sophomore Keller, based on that first inning, Bryant, would have smoked hitters in the last four innings like he has on the mound. He's been brilliant.
Yeah, 12 strikeouts now through five innings of work.
Runner at first, two down for Anna. He's going. Pitch a strike. Throw down a second, a good one. Is the tag completed? No. The runner slides around it and is safe.
And again, Keller's first inning went like this. Single hit by pitch. Drop third strike. Another drop third strike. Sack bunt. Walk. Then a runner thrown out. So he has been on fire since then.
Yep.
Just needed a little bit to settle down, as you noted.
Anna was down 2-0 heading into the second, and still down 2-1 going to the fourth when the Rockets put six on the board to take a commanding 7-2 lead. Rockets bat here in the top of the sixth inning. No balls and two strikes on Aiden Keller, the Anna pitcher. Runner at second after the successful steal by Elliott. Keller hits in front of the plate. His stance is positioned in the front half of the box. Slightly open stance. Runner at second. Two down. Anna, sixth inning. Ludwig fires outside and high. And it's a ball and two strikes, 1-2. Houston Wildcats will have Beaver, List, and Steiner in the bottom of the sixth as Keller cuts and misses for strike three. Good speed ball by Ludwig. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Anna leads Houston 7-2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and their surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
It's the bottom of the sixth inning. Houston Wildcats at the plate. A few minutes ago, I mistakenly said it was Beaver, List, and Steiner for Houston in this inning. It's List, Steiner, and Mormon. And the count on List is 2-2, 2-2. Keller Bryant doesn't seem to have lost much acceleration off that fastball.
It's really a tremendous performance for him today. And again, as we've talked about many times, after that rough start, he has just been on fire, and there goes another strikeout.
Wow, List leaned away, thought it was inside. The curveball broke sharply late and nipped the inside corner, and the plate umpire rings up List. A strikeout for Keller, and that's, what, 13 unofficially? Is that right?
Yes.
Whew. Reagan Steiner steps in, the sophomore center fielder for Houston. Strike outside corner at the belt. Keller is on the money, has been since the second and third innings, working very quickly. There's a short base hit to left field, well done by Steiner as he cracked an outside fastball between the third baseman and shortstop. Very good piece of hitting. As he cranked up on that pitch on the outside part of the plate and hit it where it was thrown, a clean single to left off the bat of Reagan Steiner for Houston. And he's down at first for Jacob Mormon. My mistake, Houston's made some switches. Runner first, one down. There's a chopper up the first baseline. Good play by Keller. He hustles off the mound and makes a nice lateral to his first baseman, Carter Siegel, for the out, advancing the runner along to second base. Runner at second now for the Wildcats with two down here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Two away for the Wildcats. Houston head coach Dan Barker converses with the home plate umpire. We'll get to our Houston roster here momentarily. Bryson Sherman, we understand, is pinch hitting at the plate, wears 45 on his back. And the pitch is a strike. Two down here for Houston in the bottom of the sixth inning. And that one skips to the plate. And it's 2-0. Bryson Sherman batting for Houston with two down here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Breaking pitch, no, a fastball. Swung on and missed. The count goes to 1-2. Bryant, there is a high school in the state of Ohio whose nickname is the Sherman Tanks.
Okay, I did not know that.
Bryson Sherman's last name made me think of that. I'm trivia oriented so much of the time. Unioto High School outside of Chillicothe.
Okay.
The Sherman Tanks. And Sherman, it's a line drive back up the middle. It is batted down by the second baseman for Anna. He retrieves, throws to first, out. Nicely done by Carson Plyman, robbing Sherman of a base hit for Houston. We've gone through six, heading to the seventh. Anna 7, Houston 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Belle Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
We advance now to the top of the seventh inning. Anna 7, Houston 2. Tanner Voisard was the pinch hitter for the Wildcats in the bottom of the sixth. We noted Bryson Sherman came plateward as well. Both were retired. Aiden Keller is three outs from a complete game. Activity in the Anna bullpen. Perhaps Keller may not get a chance to close it out in the seventh. But boy, has he ever pitched a gem, Bryant. Mm.
Yes, he has.
What are we
looking at? 6 innings for him after completing that last half inning. 3 hits, no earned runs, 13 strikeouts, 2 walks.
Wow. And Anna will send to the plate here in the top of the seventh inning. Clay Cummins, along with Caleb Kenton and Noah Oftahar. Here is the windup and the pitch to the plate by the Houston Wildcats hurler, and it misses high for a ball. Is this the third of three pitchers for the Cats?
Correct. Edwards.
Yep. A.J. Edwards, sophomore on the mound, 2-0, the count on Cummins. Here in the seventh for Anna, Rockets lead it 7-2. Understand the Anna softball team has defeated Houston in a game played up on the hill on the softball diamond. There's a ball belted deep down the left field line, but Cummins, boy, he really got some oomph behind that one, and he powers a long two-bagger into the left field corner. Clean two-base hit for Cummins of Anna to start off the top of the seventh inning.
And Krim made a nice effort there, Jack, running. It was just about 2 steps short of where that ball landed.
Anna Rockets got 4 base hits back in the fourth. Added another, 1 in the fifth, 1 here in the sixth. Unofficially, I've got them for 7 runs and 6 hits. Is that correct? Maybe 7 hits?
6 hits.
Yep, 7 runs and 6 hits. And that's a line score that in high school baseball, Bryant, you do see.
Yes.
You see as many runs as hits or more runs than hits, and that's usually a sign that the offense benefited from a few miscues by the other club, and that's the case here today.
And Houston has 5 errors today.
Count a ball and a strike on Caleb Kenton, third baseman for Anna, here in the top of the seventh inning with the Rockets leading 7-2 and a runner at second. A.J. Edwards on the mound for Houston swings into action. Curveball, swing, and a miss. Nice breaking pitch.
Krim is a freshman, and he's one of what, four underclassmen in the lineup?
Yeah, the Anna Rockets in this game started seven softs. Houston started the freshman Krim. And you look down through this Houston roster, you see a couple of ninth graders, one, two, three, four, five sophomores. Two very young teams.
Yes.
Bodes well for coaches Barker of Houston and Althauser for Anna moving forward. One ball, no strikes, one out for Anna here in the top of the seventh inning. Steal a third is a good one. Well done by Cummins. He got a good secondary lead and made a late dart to third base and was in. No tag made. Two balls, no strikes. Two and nothing on Ofterhaar, who looks at a pitch low and in for ball three. 3-0. He's had a sacrifice bunt and a bunt single, which was intended to be a sacrifice bunt during that big uprising back in the fourth. He was also safe on an error at shortstop, and he walks here. Good day for him on base each time in four trips. And it looks like we've got a change for the Anna Rockets, as we'll take a look at the Anna roster, which I can sift through and find here somewhere. Anna's got runners at first and third now, with one out in the top of the seventh, and activity in the bullpen. A left-hander is down there for Anna at the moment. Runners on the corners, one down for Anna here in the seventh inning. Pitch taken, strike at the letters. Runner on first, steal second. No throw is made. Runners at second and third now for the Rockets with one away in the top of the seventh inning. Breaking ball by Edwards. Grounded to third. Bobbled by the third baseman for Houston. Late throw to first, safe. And they're loaded for Anna here in the top of the seventh inning. And that is E5 and error number six on the Wildcats in this contest. And I don't care how well your game is pitched, if you make six miscues behind your hurlers, three of them today for Houston, you're probably not going to win the game. And here's a new hitter stepping in for Anna. And it swung on by Walters and pounded hard between third and short into left field for a two-run single. And runners move up to first and second. Runners on second and third score. Nice wrap to left by Walters. And the lead for Anna is now 9-2. Back to the top of the order and Zach Osborne who hits. Osborne steps out of the box, takes a couple practice cuts. He wears number 9 on his back. He struck out, grounded to third. Safe on an error by Beaver, who tried to make a diving tag up the first baseline and lost the ball. Osborne has struck out in this game. The count of strike on him. Two on, one out. He golfs it one down low, misses 0-2. 9-2 in favor of Anna, which has played it two more here in the seventh. Anna led 7-2 coming into the inning. And a two-run bases loaded single to left by Walters has allowed Anna to play add-on. One ball, two strikes on the hitter Osborne with one down in the seventh. The pitcher, A.J. Edwards for Houston. He's in his stretch position. Curveball low and away. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on the hitter. Holding the bat high is Osborne, who takes it out of the zone. The count goes full. 3-2, three balls, two strikes, 3-2. One out for Anna, top of the seventh. Rockets enjoy a 7-run cushion after trailing in this game, heading to the fourth. And there's ball four, and they're loaded again for the Rockets in the seventh inning. That'll bring up Carter Siegel for Anna, the first baseman. Siegel, the lone senior starter, and one of just a few seniors on this baseball roster for the Anna Rockets. Breaking pitch is hit in the air to straightaway center. Houston center fielder will have no problem with it. Anna runner on third tags. Throw comes toward the plate. Catcher steps out in front of home and stabs it as the runner for Anna from third romps in to make it 10-2 on the Siegel sack fly. Colin Elliott in the box now from the left side for Anna. Elliott out on a fly ball to right in the first. Tripled to deep right center in the fourth. Had a walk in the sixth. And he looks at a ball here outside the zone. 1-0 on Elliott. It's been Anna's ball game ever since the fourth. Yeah, the Rockets began to hit the ball pretty well, but were aided in this game by 6 Houston errors. 2 balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Elliott, who digs a low pitch into the air to left center as he uppercutted it. And it's the left fielder for Houston who can't make a play. Got a glove on it. Out on the edge of the grass in very deep shortstop territory. Left fielder could not haul it in. A big uppercut swing by Elliott, who skied it. It was a fairly routine play, it appeared to be, Bryant, right?
Yes. Yep.
And that's error number 7 on Houston in this game. And Anna leads it now 13-2. Or is it 12-2?
12-2.
12-2. That's bad enough right now. 12-2 in favor of the Rockets, who have proceeded here in this inning to add on 3 more runs. Entered the seventh on top 10-2. And it's simply one of those games where if Houston corrects its mistakes, this is a toss-up moving into the late innings. Here is the pitch to Aiden Keller, the Anna pitcher, and it's popped into the middle of the diamond, and the shortstop Beaver for the Houston Wildcats comes zipping in from his shortstop position to catch it on the mound about 10 feet behind and to the left of home plate, and the inning is over. Anna scores 3 more after adding 2 in the sixth. It's now the Rockets 12, Houston 2. We go to the bottom of the seventh on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a 1-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on
on a daily basis doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
We are now in the bottom of the seventh. Houston batting, trailing by a score of 12-2 to Anna. It is Dean Hart hitting, and the new hurler for the Anna Rockets is Caleb Kenton, who moves to the hill from third base. On the bump the first six innings was Aiden Keller. Brilliant pitching performance by him. And the count is 2 balls, 2 strikes on the Houston batter, Dean Hart, here in the bottom of the seventh. I was mistaken. That short fly ball hit in the shallow left field by Anna in the previous inning was not scored as an error. It was scored as a base hit. And 6 errors in this game for Houston as the Wildcats bat now in the bottom of the seventh, down by a score of 12-2. Hard ground ball by Dean Hart to third. Rockets make the play cleanly. Throw across the diamond to first is in time. Dean Hart retired, one away. Here is Krim stepping in for Houston. He singled last trip to the plate. He's also struck out in this game. Solid freshman for the Wildcats. Looks at a pitch. Ooh, just off the outside corner for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Hey, don't forget, we've got more baseball action for you on Saturday morning at 9:30 from Wapakoneta. Fort Loramie Minster, first pitch at 10. Krim, short pop fly to deep short. Rocket shortstop retreats, makes the play. 2 down for Houston here in the bottom of the seventh inning, with the Rockets leading 12-2. Fort Loramie and Minster. First pitch at 10, airtime 9:30 from Wapakoneta on Saturday morning. And then Tuesday night from Rushi, the Raiders entertain the Tigers of Jackson Center. There's an inside pitch that just grazed Von den Heuvel's left sleeve, and he's on at first with a hit batsman. Tell you what, Bryant, I watch a lot of college baseball, and those college hitters have got that hit by pitch down to a science.
Yes.
They've got a patent on it. There is a breaking pitch in and over to Ludwig. No balls and a strike on him. Houston down to its last out here in the bottom of the seventh. Trailing 12-2, Caleb Kenton on in relief of the Anna starter, Keller, who was excellent here today. 13 strikeouts, allowed 3 hits, 2 walks. It's a Saturday morning, 9:30 airtime, Fort Loramie Minster from Wapakoneta. Next Tuesday, Jackson Center at Rushi. First pitch at 5, airtime 4:30. Ground ball to third by Ludwig. Nice backhanded play by Anna. Here's a peg across the diamond. Yep, in time to get the runner and close out the game. And the Anna Rockets have defeated the Houston Wildcats by a final score of 12-2. Houston beat Anna twice last year. Both good games, each one a close encounter. But Anna, thanks to a sixth spot in the fourth, pulls away, adding five runs in the last two frames to beat Houston here today by a final tally of 12-2. We'll return to wrap it up in just a few minutes here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Anna victorious over Houston here today by a final score of 12-2 as we give recognition again to a few of our anchor underwriting sponsors, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. It's the industry's clear choice. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, we've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, we could not have gotten started back in 2006. If it had not been for the support from Locale Equipment, thanks so much, Locale. Frisch's, Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, what's your favorite thing? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. Also like to remind you about one of our new underwriting sponsors this school year here on scoresbroadcast.com, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. For 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care, styling your hair is Cutaway Styling Salon, which will make it shine. Deb Gubo, the owner and stylist. Additional stylists, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40-year styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. It was simply a case of too many mistakes by Howson today. Anna, second time through the order, started to tag the ball pretty hard, Bryant. But the Rockets certainly wouldn't have scored 12 runs for sure had it not been for the Houston miscues. Houston's starter, Luke Beaver, didn't pitch that badly. He just didn't get the support he needed. Houston threw three hurlers. There were at least six committed errors, maybe a few more of omission. Anna wasn't clean defensively itself, but in the end, a better defensive game by Anna, which got terrific pitching over six innings from the fine sophomore Keller.
Yeah, Houston finished with two runs on three hits, six errors. Anna had 12 runs on seven hits and one error. As you talked about, Jack, was a rocky start for Keller on the mound. Houston was able to get two runs in the first. They never were able to score again, though. Anna had one in the second, then that big fourth inning with six, and they were able to really put the exclamation point on the win with five in the top of the fifth. Beaver picks up the loss on the mound. He pitched four innings for Houston. He gave up one earned run on four hits. He struck out six batters. Unfortunately for him, he gave up seven total runs when he was on the mound. That is when Houston had some of those errors, actually most of those errors. And I believe Beaver was charged with one himself on that hard ground ball there along the first baseline that he charged at. As we have talked about, what a game from Keller. He pitched six innings. He gave up three hits, did not give up an earned run. Both of those runs Houston scored in the first were unearned. He also walked two batters and struck out 13. He is a clear winner. Aiden Keller for the Clancy Star of the game as far as Anna is concerned. And looking over Houston stats, I'll give it to another sophomore center fielder, Reagan Steiner. He made a couple of nice catches out in center field. And at the plate, he was one for two and drove in one of those runs.
That's Clancy's, our Star of the Game sponsor. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
By virtue of the 12-2 victory for Anna tonight over Houston, the Rockets advanced to 2-2 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Anna now 2-4 on the season. Houston 1-2 in league play, 1-4 on the campaign. Other action tonight, Botkins was at Fairlawn in the SCAL. Fort Loramie was at Jackson Center. Fort Loramie had entered tonight 2-0 in league play, 2-2 overall. Rushi Idle, 4-0 after defeating Kettering Fairmont on Tuesday night at Fairmont, 4-3. Rushi 4-0 overall, 2-0 in the league. Botkins 0-2 in the league. Fairlawn 0-3 in the league. Those two clubs, as I noted, played tonight at Fairlawn. Next game for the Anna Rockets, as we look at the green and white schedule, is coming up against Rushi on Monday. That, according to my schedule, which may not be officially official, is the next game for Anna against Rushi at Anna on Monday. Meanwhile, the Houston Wildcats have got a doubleheader at Bradford on Saturday before returning to league play here next Monday against Botkins. 12-2, Anna victorious. Enjoyed it, Bryant. Weather cooperated quite nicely.
Yes.
Like it did this past Saturday, so we are in luck. It looks good for Saturday morning. That's our next broadcast, 9:30 on Saturday. First pitch at 10. Minster, Fort Loramie from Wapakoneta. And then next Tuesday night, it is Rushi and Jackson Center from the Raiders Ball Diamond at Rushi High School. Thanks so much to Bryant Billing and our online audience on Scores Broadcast. Thanks to all of you. Jack Kramer saying good night from here in Houston. Anna defeats the Wildcats, final tally 12-2 in high school baseball this evening.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.